It's the late night version of the news, according to me. Well, coming to you right now from the brand spanking new home studio of the news according to me. This is going to be quite an improvement, I think, in terms of my ability to put out these podcasts in the wee hours of the morning, because I don't have to go to my office now to do this. I can just barely get out of bed, roll over, fall down some stairs, about a flight, 10 or 15 stairs, and then kind of roll my way and slither my way back into a corner where I've wrapped the entire area in heavy, thick rubber and foam, where I can, let's turn that off. It's going to be annoying. I've got this little room now. It's not quite done. It has a few more things that need to be done to it. I'm not even sure it's really recording very well right now. I got this cheap mic that's hopefully going to work. And I got it cranked up pretty good, but it's not doing that great. So I'll have to work on that part of things. But maybe if I do this, let's stand by. How about now? Is that better? I can talk a little bit louder, but now you're going to hear a lot of popping and hissing. Plosives, they call that. So that's your education today for Microphone 101. So I apologize for the poor quality microphone I'm using at the moment. But it's the middle of the night, and I've been working on this all day, trying to get this done. So, because I really wanted to put a show in tonight, just because, for one, I got the studio done. So I wanted to try this out. Probably won't be a very long. I'll probably fall asleep during this episode. In fact, you probably will too. So it's nighttime with the news, according to me. There's some interesting stuff going on. It's been an interesting day. There's still a lot of people talking about the idea that Trump is going to start a Patriot Party, or there's going to be a third party start. And folks, I just don't think that's going to happen. I just don't think it's going to happen. It's difficult to get a third party started. I think that Trump knows that. And I think that the thing that we have to think, I've been thinking about this all day, and I guess maybe even he's come out and actually said some things that have kind of dispelled that rumor. But here's what I think that needs to happen. I think what probably will happen is we are going to see Trump come out with a way to dismantle the Republican Party, which is really what needs to happen. The party needs to be taken apart. And between now and 2022, there needs to be a mechanism where we can take these people, in the next election, they need to be primaried out. And that's the key, I think, to revamping this thing. Now, there's at least two prongs to this theory, or to this offensive, this attack, this battle plan, if I can use those words. It's not, we're talking politically speaking here, not physically. But so I think that what needs to happen is we need to have a strategy where, for one, we have a lot of younger, and not necessarily younger, but just younger-minded, more liberty-minded people like Rand Paul. Rand Paul today really, he took it to Stephanopoulos. I don't know if you saw that report, but if you haven't seen that, you need to go on YouTube. Just type in the search window, Rand Paul versus Stephanopoulos, and you'll find all kinds of. He took him to the carpet, and of course, I'm sure Stephanopoulos thinks he won, and Rand Paul is just, speaking the talking points and just repeating everything that the lying. Sorry about that. There's a new space here. I'm bumping into everything. That I'm sure he just thinks that he's just repeating back everything that, you know, all the Trump lies. Trump lied to everyone for 4 years, and that's why he's, you know, that's, and he lied to him about the election. And that's why they still believe this stuff. And there was no fraud in this election. It was the perfect election. You know, why can't you just say it was the perfect election?
Well, here comes my puppy.
He's wondering what's going on in here. So yeah, there is a problem with the left and this narrative that they have drummed into themselves, I guess. They just won't stop with it. And it's but I thought Rand did an excellent job of just throwing it back in his face and saying that here's the issues, and you guys, you know, you can't just continue to excuse these things. It's like, well, there were 86 cases that Trump and his allies took to the courts and didn't win any of them. It's not just that simple. And so Rand was pretty good at taking it back to him. And so here's what needs to happen. And this is back to my point. Yeah, I had a point. I know. I'm all over the place. That's why you listen to me. So if we have this liberty-minded group of individuals my dog doesn't know what's going on because it's a new space here. He's not sure what's going to happen. So we need this group of liberty-minded individuals in the House and in the Senate. We have some really good ones in there now. This last time we made ground in the House, and we had some pretty good, I would say some pretty liberty-minded individuals. I can't remember how to pronounce her name. She might be from Arizona, Boebert or something like that. She wants to carry a sidearm in D.C. because guess what? It's called the right to keep and bear. Bear means to carry, shall not be infringed, and they are infringing on her right to carry. You have a constitutional right to carry a sidearm. It doesn't even have to be constitutionally carried openly. Some states require it to be carried openly. You have to carry it openly. That's not what the Constitution says. You're infringing on somebody by telling them they have to they can't carry concealed without a permit. Carrying a concealed weapon. Well, I don't want everybody to know where it is. That's kind of a frustrating law. I mean, shall not be infringed means shall not be infringed. You can't take away someone's right and then give it back to them you can just get a permit. You have to get a permit. That's we're not taking away your right, but you have to get a permit. Excuse me, you took my right and you're asking me to pay money in most cases, and at least in our state, you have to pay for a permit to carry a sidearm concealed. So I didn't have that right until I paid for the permit. Permit means permission. It's short for permission. I don't need your permission. I have a right to carry it. But, of course, I go along with it because, you know, go along until they change the rules. And they've tried to introduce legislation for constitutional carry in this state, and I hope they end up doing that. Some states have, and it's, of course, there's just mass hysteria and criminal outbreaks in those states when they do that. Not. So we have this issue of the leadership at the top, and that is the other place. You know, just stand by. Well, I'm going to see if I can put this pop filter on this microphone so you're not hearing all this popping. Is that better? Hopefully that's better. Yeah, it's not a whole lot better. And now I got all this other noise going on. And let's see what I can do here. You know, this is what you get on a live broadcast, which actually isn't live, but it's treated like it's live. So let's see if this works. Yeah, this now it's thing just wants to go away. It's amateur hour here on podcast 101. Here we go. Hey, that might work. But now you probably can't hear me. Okay, there we go. Hey, that's better. Well, what do you know? So it won't pop as bad. It'll still pop, but it won't, not quite as bad. So anyway. Back to what I was saying, is we get these guys out of here that are mealy-mouthed establishment Republicans. and we get rid of them. And then we turn around and what we have to have though is some support from the top. So the Mitch McConnells, the Kevin McCarthys, the mealy-mouthed establishment rhinos, I guess we can call them rhinos. It's almost as if I'm now a Republican in name only, which I don't really consider myself a Republican anymore. I'm more libertarian, I guess, conservative libertarian. And so we get rid of these rhinos, we get rid of these establishment guys, and somehow we get back to a party where the people who are liberty-minded are allowed to flourish and won't get punished for standing up for what's right. And that's what we have right now. Oh, you have to play the game. You have to go along with, you know, have to go along with what the other party says so we can get along. That's the way things work. That's the only way we can get things done here in Washington. Well, my concern is the things you're getting done. I don't care about whether or not you can get things done. I'm concerned about the things you are getting done. I think it'd be better off if you guys just didn't do anything sometimes. And I think I speak for, 90% of the population that's paying attention. And then when you do something, you don't just do what you say you're going to do. You do 100 million other things, and then you don't really do the thing you say you were going to do. I mean, it's like the lollipop act. Nobody gets a lollipop. That just means you're going to, it sounds like a lollipops for everyone act. They're going to take away all your lollipops. It's just the opposite of what the bill says. It's constantly that way, and everybody knows it. The Patriot Act. Yeah, that was a great one. We're going to take away your rights with the Patriot Act because we're so patriotic. So that's what happens, I think, with some of this stuff, and that's the way the establishment works. And it's, if you want to call it that, works, I guess. So sometimes it's better that they just don't do anything. Just, don't do anything. Just sit there. These government shutdowns are sometimes maybe that's a better thing. But I digress, because that's what I do best. So I just wanted to get into that a little bit. The whole thing about a second party or a third party, starting a new party, is I think it's a little bit misunderstood. And I think that people don't realize that there's, you might have 75 or 85 million people that voted for Trump, but they will not all translate out of the Republican Party. A lot of people were voting Trump. I mean, a lot of people are just, downright crazy mad about Trump. I mean, they love Trump. They're nuts about him. There is another sector of the voting public that saw what the other side was doing, and they absolutely did not want that. So they were voting against Joe. They were voting against Kamala and the left and the radical Marxism that's going on over there. And Trump was just the better choice. Now, within the independents, that's probably the biggest reason that you got Trump votes in the independents. Within the Republican Party, it's pretty well clear that most of Republicans and the active Republicans actually voted for Trump because of policy. And I think that that's where the difference is. But, but the media tried to play him out as a pig, tried to say all kinds of things about him. Oh, he said these things about people. He did that, does that, lies all the time. Okay, Bill Clinton. If you ask most of these people on the left who their favorite president was in the modern era, since they've been alive at least, most of them, they will say Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton took advantage of an intern in the Oval Office. He cheated on his wife for 12 years. 12 years. That's not fallacy. That's not a made-up thing. He confessed to that. When he was asked about having a relationship with Monica Lewinsky, he denied it to the American people. Now, I want you to hear something very clear. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Monica Lewinsky, Miss Lewinsky, or whatever you called her. He stood right there, bold-faced, and lied to the American public. And yet he's their favorite president. Now, what he did is what he did. I'm not saying, you know, his behavior was unacceptable. His behavior was unacceptable. But I'm not saying that that he should be necessarily, and I'm not even sure he should have been impeached over that. But certainly the people who are saying that Trump is a pig is, they can't see their double standards. It gets back to the whole double standard thing. And I guess I'm tired of expecting the left to be any different. I shouldn't even be bringing it up because it's just, that's who they are. There are double standards because the end justifies the means. I've talked about that before. The only standard they have, the only principle they have really is that the end justifies the means. And that's where they stand on all this stuff. So if they, and just like with this whole impeachment thing, they don't care if it's constitutional or not. They're going to try to impeach him. He's not even in office. They're still going to try to impeach him because the end justifies the means. They need to keep him from ever being able to run again. That's their purpose. And they don't care if it's legal or not. So that's where I stand on that this evening. Have you fallen asleep yet? If not, I'll just keep on talking. And if you have, I'll just keep on talking. Either way, I'm going to keep on talking. Because so you have one other thing that I, now tomorrow morning I've got some stuff I want to play. There's actually some this audio of Rand Paul with Stephanopoulos. I'm going to be talking about that a little bit more and kind of analyzing the conversation there that went on. And because I did record that. So I've got it. I've got a soundbite that I'll play tomorrow morning. And I just wanted to come on tonight just to make sure that, you know, everybody knows that I'm okay. Because I'm sure people were worried about me this evening because they hadn't heard from the broadcast. So I wanted to make sure that, you know, I was okay. But I also just wanted to try out the equipment here and make sure it works. So I have all this done, and let me know what you think about the sound. You can call 574-742-6748. And I don't have all my, I've got a Rodecaster here, just like I do at the office, but I do not have all my sounds in here yet. I mean, I've got that. But I don't have all my other sound clips in there that I can just throw in. I do have them on my iPad, and I can throw it in that way. But I just don't. It would have been midnight by the time I got this done. So, once again, thanks for listening this evening. Our listenership continues to grow. It's growing organically now. It's just kind of cool because we're not really posting any place at all. So that means that people are sharing this thing somewhere, and we're posting on Facebook. We're posting on it's just facebook.com/thenewsaccordingtome. As well as I post on Twitter, I post a link on there, and I also post a link on Gab, which I'm working on trying to get a way to do that live. So I'll be going on Gab live soon, and you'll be able to comment on Gab as well as you'll be able to call in or text in. I recommend texting in because that way I can read your text on the podcast, and go from there. So once again, hope you have a good night, and God bless. I'll see you guys in the morning. It'll probably be 7:30, something like that, by the time I get up and get things rolling. And I should be, so if you want to text in at that time, it's about 7:30, text in a response or a question, comment, something you want me to talk about. And otherwise, the podcast will probably be posted around 8 o'clock in the morning. Just give you an idea. Once again, thanks for listening. Have a great night. This is the news, according to me.